My dad used to refer to us as his four precious jewels. And when I think of how much I miss my brother, I just feel as though there's one of our jewels is missing. And he was very precious. The last time that Joseph visited us in Rochester, the phone call that I received was, "Nora, Joseph, we were thinking of swinging by your place. Brian's got a sports meet in Syracuse, and we thought we'd swing over by your place. It'll be just Caitlin and me. Is that okay?" And, of course, I was elated, and I was excited. I said, "When are you coming? When are you coming?" And he told me when, and we set it up, and we had a great visit. And we had a lot of fun. We drove to our Grease Mall, and I drove. Joseph wasn't very comfortable in the front seat, as I recollect now. He kind of sat there, and he wasn't used to his big sister driving, because I was the only lady in the family that had a license, and I'm still the only lady. We're waiting for Patty to get her license, but I was the only one with the license, and I don't think he was too comfortable with me behind the wheel of the car.
Did you see him using the imaginary brake a lot?
Yes, I did. I did see his knees touching the front part of the...
firewall, front of the car.
Yeah.
Floorboard there.
Mm-hmm. And, but we had a great time. Caitlin and Christine had a great time at the mall, and we walked around the mall, and then we came back. We had a real nice dinner. It was a very short visit, but it was a special visit. And it was kind of strange when I think about it now, but that last day that he had visited with us, he said to me, well, he kind of hesitated, and he says, "I got to go." And then he just walked out. Now, it wasn't the last time we saw him, because we came down to New York the following, summer. And so we did get to see Joseph and Carol and Brian and Caitlin again that summer, the following summer. But the visit that he and Katie Bear made to us, that visit was very special, and I'll always remember it.
Is there anything he taught you in particular? You know, how did he influence you? An important lesson he may have taught you?
Well, he kept always telling us, told me all the time, try to venture out more. Don't stay with the same thing. You know, try different things. Try different things in your life. That's what he always used to tell me. Don't stick with the same thing. You know, even with eating, don't eat the same thing all the time. Try it. You might like it. That was his thing for me.
Life was to experience.
Right, right.
Yeah, he was an adventurer. He used to always say to me, "Oh, if I had the opportunity to be going back and forth to California, I'd be zipping back and forth." I said, "Oh, John, I don't like to fly. So if I had to, but if I didn't have to, I didn't do it."
Well, there is one time when he was over in Germany visiting us, he was out with Tim. I didn't have my vacation then. They were going down to Zurich, and Joseph was in the car. And Tim told him, "You got to check out the signs." And he saw a car, and he passed it. And he found out that it was an undercover cop's car. And they told him how to pull it over by pushing a button, and his hand comes out to show him to pull over. So Tim says, "Whatever you do, show your hands and keep a smile on your face." And Joseph kept the smile on his face, kept his hands shown, because when the German cop came out, he had the machine gun on the side of the hip and all. And Tim talked to the German cop and all, and then the German cop gave Joseph a ticket. But he wanted to get, at the end, when they were about to pull out, Tim says, "Do you want to drive?" He says, "No, you drive. I'm a passenger this time. I don't want any more tickets." So when the cop was pulling out, he gave Joseph the sign to roll down his window. And he says, "And this is a souvenir from Germany," was the ticket, the copy of the ticket.
Have a nice day.
Yeah.
What was it, a speeding ticket?
Speeding ticket, yeah. Joseph thought he could...
On the Autobahn?
Yep, on the Autobahn.
How fast was he going?
Well, it was not really on an Autobahn. It was like getting off on an exit or something. Mm. And there were signs, construction or something, in the German signs. And Joseph thought he could pass a certain thing without being noticed. And, well, it wound up being noticed anyhow. So.
What aspects of his life have made you the proudest?
Well, we were proud that he was, that he followed what he wanted to do. He left Trump, Donald Trump, because he wanted to be a fireman, so he was able to, you know, make that decision. And of course, in our eyes, he's a hero.
Yep.
You know.
Good old hero. And with that background he had as a civil engineer, according to the audio tape that we heard, that helped a lot of that helped Joseph with the people on the 78th floor with that kind of a background as a civil engineer. If he didn't have that, you know, there would be more incident, more problems up there. So, but he's a hero to all of us.
Yeah, the civil engineering really helped in a lot of ways. Yeah.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes, sure, with the buildings, you know, different
right.
components and different...
You knew how they were put together and...
Right, right, and how...
And dangers
how
and...
How to vent a building, you know, it did help him.
Describe a time and place when you remember him feeling truly at peace and happy. Where was he and what was he doing? Can you think of when he was really enjoying himself?
I know he loved the Hamptons. Carol could probably fill you in more on that one, but he enjoyed going out there. They had a nice place out there in the Hamptons, hung out, and...
He liked going down to Florida with the family.
Oh, yeah.
He used to go down to Florida.
And he enjoyed himself. Trip to Disney World. Jesus, they're the only family I know that's been there a million times.
Special path.
Yeah.
Nora.
One of the things that comes to mind is that indicates to me that he was truly and peaceful and happy was when he we received a tape of him and Brian as a baby, and he was taping Brian one day, and he was talking to Brian throughout the whole videotape, and he was just so happy, and you could just tell he was content, and he was so much at peace with his little son. He was at peace and proud when he showed us his family, the out-of-towners. When we would come to the city and he would take us through his city, he would take us to somewhere different all the time. And one of the trips that we did get to experience was a trip down to the World Trade Center, and we did go up to the top of the observation deck of the South Tower. And it's sort of surreal to us now that that became his last place of living. He had a soaring type of spirit, and even now we know that he died a lieutenant in the fire department. We know that the day they found his remains, which was October 27th, on that day he was scheduled to take the captain's test. Because Joseph was very forward-thinking, he was looking forward to climbing that ladder. He set his sights high. He aimed high, and he made it high.